Azure Quick Start Center is the fastest way to explore and get started with Azure. Conveniently located within the Azure portal, Quick Start Center is a great resource for newcomers and anyone looking to expand their Azure knowledge. Aisha, who started Quick Start Center as a hackathon project, is here to give us a tour today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Aisha, and we're going to talk about the Azure Quick Start Center. So you know a lot about it because, if I'm not mistaken, you created this.
Yeah, this was actually a hackathon project. I started it about, I want to say, like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
When I was a data scientist. And one of the things I found by like looking at all this customer data and understanding our customer journey is that customers were having a hard time getting started with Azure.
Okay.
And we thought we could do something to help customers get started by putting it right there in the Azure portal. So I did this as a hackathon project, and I sent an email to, like, I want to say it was the entire company, and said, who can help me like build this in the Azure portal? 15 people signed up. And then we actually got a working extension in the Azure portal to help customers get started. And that was kind of how the Quick Start Center evolved. And then that became my full-time job doing this as a PM in the Azure portal.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so how do I find that? Because I've been on the Azure portal recently and I didn't see it. So how would someone who's new or just going to the Azure portal find your Quick Start Center?
That's a great question. So if you're signing up as a free account customer or a pay-as-you-go customer, one of the cool things we do is when you click on the to go to the Azure portal, we direct you right to Quick Start Center,
which is
great. But if you're just going to the portal for the first time and you're not going through a sign-up experience, one of the things you can do is you can find it in global search by just typing in Quick Start Center.
Okay.
You can also find it in all services in the general category right here.
Okay.
But the cool thing is, if you've accessed Quick Start Center before, in Azure Home, we do this thing where we show you the most recently accessed services. So I just accessed Quick Start Center just a moment ago, so I can find it here and click on it to get started.
Cool. So what else does it show me?
So the Azure Quick Start Center has three main things. We have this starter project, which is for people that are just wanting to find out what are the right services for them to get started with in Azure. There are more than 150 services, which can be really overwhelming. But we want to make that simple for you. So one of the things that we do is we categorize these into simple goals that the customer might have, like creating a web app, for instance. So if I click on this, I get to some options that I can pick from, or some Azure services. The cool thing about the Quick Start Center is it gives you some information about why may I want to choose this service. So if this doesn't give me enough information, I can click here, I can learn more. I can understand why should I use a web app, how much it might cost. I can create 10 web apps for free if I'm a free account customer, see some sample reference architecture, and if I feel comfortable and ready to go, I can just click create, and then it takes me to the create form.
Gotcha.
Right here. So that's one of the things that you can do to get started with Start a Project. But let's go back and look at some of the other things you can do with Quick Start Center.
Okay.
And so the other thing that we have are these first-party guides. And so these guides are based off of our Cloud Adoption Framework, which is Microsoft's best practices curated by a team of people that have worked with several customers figuring out what are the best things the customer needs to do in order to get started. This is especially important for your cloud architects or your central IT administrators to get started. And so one of the cool things we have are these like setup guides,
okay,
a guide to help you understand how to migrate to Azure, and an innovation guide if you're wanting to use some of our like most like best like practices, mm-hmm, in order to like innovate, like to containerize your applications or to understand IoT or event hubs or things like that. Let me just show you the setup guide because that's probably what most customers will want to see.
Okay.
So with the setup guide, you can see it's organized by what we recommend you should do in order to get started with Azure, such as like understanding like how to organize your resources, as well as like managing access, which helps you to understand role-based access control and how that works in Azure, also how to manage costs, and so on. But one of the cool things about these guides is that I don't have to search around in the portal to figure out where do I do all these things. I can just click and right here, and it takes me to right exactly in the Azure portal where I need to go in order to do the things, like create a management group, for instance.
Okay.
So that is just a quick run through of the Quick Start Center. Oh, but before I'm finished, let me show you. Let me go back here real quick. One last thing I can do is access some common Microsoft Learning classes. So these are really cool things that the docs team have created for all the customers to understand, hey, like if I want to learn a little bit more about Azure, if I want to like scale up, I can take these really cool courses. And so we recommend these courses for you to take. some of the basics, like simple ones about understanding the principles of cloud computing, how to manage your resources in Azure, and so on.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these actually because they gamified them. And
yeah.
You can get, like, I have all these different trophies and achievements. And once I knew I could beat my friends at learning Azure, I became far more competitive and
yeah.
wanted to learn more of Azure just so I could get more points on it. So the gamification of these learning modules is incredible. And the content is really good. I actually learned how to do functions from using the Learn modules. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly that was exactly the intent of integrating the Learn modules into the Quick Start Center, as well as integrating it into the Azure portal. In fact, you can even access more learning modules by going into all services, and you can see for every single category, there's like a set of like learning modules that you can do.
I had no idea that was in there.
Yeah. So that's one thing right there.
Very cool.
Let me go back real quick. And so, yeah, that's just a quick run through of the Quick Start Center. We hope that you check it out and give us feedback. What are things we can improve, or if there are things missing from here? And let us know. I'm active on LinkedIn and on Twitter, so we'd love to hear from customers about how we can make their getting started experiences better in Azure.
Thank you so much. We're learning all about the Azure Quick Start Center here on Azure Friday.